Well, hey there. Listen, the number one question that I get from my clients is, how in the world do I stop overspending and impulse spending? They tell me all the time that they have no discipline or self-control and that their overspending is preventing them from being able to save, invest, pay off credit card debt, or to just build wealth in general. Well, you're in luck because on this Thursday, during my masterclass, How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget, I am going to be revealing a tool that has helped me and my clients stop overspending, and it has helped us save thousands of dollars. Now, this is something that I have not shared on a podcast, and I probably never will. So if you want to learn this tool that I have used, and it has saved me thousands of dollars. This is how I paid off over $200,000 worth of debt, by learning this tool. If you want to know what it is, then join me this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can get all of the details by going to jermainefoley.com/class or just going to the show notes to sign up. But you do not want to miss it. You do not want to miss it. Okay, let's get to the episode. Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am going to share with you something that I shared with a group of ladies recently. One of my friends invited me to give a wealth building talk at a retreat she was hosting at her home for about 20 women. So it was very intimate, and I absolutely said yes. I love giving workshops. I love helping women in general, especially with their money. So of course, this was right up my alley. And after the workshop, she sent me a text message just saying thank you. And she said this: "You received rave reviews. Here are some of the quotes. She was amazing, and I felt like she had something that spoke to all of us. She was very relatable. I learned so much. I realized that I definitely need some help. I need to prioritize meeting with her. Wow, that was amazing. I didn't know what to expect. This was much needed." So when she sent me this message, I was just so happy that everyone received so much from the presentation, and I knew immediately that I needed to share it with you all on the podcast. Because if those ladies who are maybe new listeners now, if you are, hello there, if those ladies got so much out of it, I just know you will too. And so that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to talk to you about the 8 wealth building essentials every woman should know. Okay. Now, before I get into it, remember last week, if you listened to me, I promised you that I would give you all of the details about the upcoming workshop I'm doing in April. And so that information is available to you in the show notes. So you can go to the show notes and sign up for that workshop. And you can also go to www.jermainefoley.com/class. to register and save your spot. There will be 3 different opportunities. I'm not going to get so much into it today, but if you're like, I know I want to be at that workshop, it's totally free, then just go to either jermainefoley.com/class or to the show notes and sign up. And I'll talk to you more about it next week, but I want to let you know that the registration page is up. You can start reserving your seat for that workshop today. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the 8 wealth building essentials that every woman should know. Number one, discover your values. Your values are beliefs and priorities that guide your actions. And your spending behavior should align with your values. This is what is called value-based spending. This is when you intentionally figure out what's most important to you and then spend your money on those things, right? Versus mindlessly spending on any and everything. So you pick the areas of your life that are most important to you and you invest in those areas versus just spending your money impulsively on all sorts of things. And then it leaves you with two different situations. Number one, you're not building wealth. And number two, you're not living a fulfilling life because the things that are really important to you, you don't have enough money to do because you're spending it mindlessly on things that really don't matter. So that is number one, is to figure out what is important to you and start spending your money on those things as well. Okay. Now, this is one of the very first things that I do with women who work with me. If you work with me privately, or if you work with me inside of the Wealthy Women's Academy, this is one of the first things we do together. I help you to discover your values, to discover what's most important to you. And then together we evaluate if you are currently spending in a way that's fulfilling to your values or in a way that's not. And then we kind of know where to go from there. So, of course, if you want help with this, then there's two ways we can work together. We can work together inside of the Wealthy Women's Academy, or we can work together privately. If you go to the show notes, you can click on the link to schedule an appointment to meet with me. And when we meet for your interest call, we can decide which way is best for you. Is the Wealthy Women's Academy great for you, or should we work together privately? But if you want help, if you're thinking about it, if you're on the fence, it's time to get off the fence. It's time to take action and change your financial life, okay? So that was number one, which was all about discovering your values. Number two, set financial goals consistently. Here's the thing, and we've talked about this before, but I want to say it again. Goals are super important because they give your life direction. If you do not have goals, then you are typically living life on rinse and repeat. And that's when we get stagnant. That's when we feel bored. That's when we wonder if this is all that there is to life, right? But if you start setting some goals for yourself, you're going to give your life direction, which is going to give you the ability to grow and evolve into the next highest version of yourself. Now, the same thing is with your money. When you give your money goals, you give your money direction. And when you do not give your money direction, you wonder where it went, right? You're always scratching your head, wondering, where did all my money go? We're almost into tax season, right? We are in tax season at this time. And some of you are looking at how much money you made last year and you're scratching your head wondering, where did all my money go? But I promise you, if you set some goals and you start taking action towards those goals and you take care of your money, if you pay attention to it, you won't wonder that anymore. You will know exactly where it went because you put it there. Okay. And so this is the second thing we work on together inside of the Wealthy Women's Academy. Or if we work together privately, we set some financial goals so that you can give your money direction, so that you can build wealth with it and do the things that are most important to you. If that's travel, if that's personal development, if that's education, whatever your values are, we set goals so that you can reach your wealth building goals and your lifestyle goals. Okay, so now we're on to number three, which is all about creating a money system aligned to your goals and values. So number one and two was all about first discovering your values, figuring out what's important to you, and then number two was setting a goal. Now, there's a quote, I can't remember exactly who said it, but it says, a goal without a plan is just a wish. And so your money system is the plan that you're going to have so that you can reach your goals, okay? And you want to choose a money system that is not very restrictive. So I like the term money system. That's kind of a new term I've come up with, versus a budget or even versus a spending plan. Because how I handle my money at this time is really a system. And I am helping many of my clients do the same thing so that they are not having to account for every single dollar. They don't have to get so granular and tedious with their budgets. And that way it's going to be so much easier for them to actually follow it. And so When you do this, whatever you decide to do, you want to create it ahead of time. Again, you do not want it to be too restrictive, because I believe that a money system, especially the way I teach it, and I take you exactly through it in the Wealthy Women's Academy, or if you work with me privately, it gives you freedom. It makes you feel so free to spend guilt-free. You know exactly how much you can spend. It's like you're not wondering if a check is going to clear, or if this debit card swipe is going to wipe you out, or if you have enough for this or that. Like, all of that just goes away with the way I teach you how to create a system and a plan for your money. Okay. So that's number three, is to create a system for your money that is going to allow you to live out your lifestyle goals and to reach your financial goals. Both are equally important, and a money system that can help you to do that with ease is the way to go. And that's exactly what I teach you. Okay, so number four is to allow urges to deviate from your system or your plan without giving into them. So here's the thing. The way I teach you how to plan your money, how to create a system for your money, is rather simple once you get the hang of it. Like, making the plan is simple, but sometimes following it can be a little bit more difficult. Why? Because we are humans with a human brain. And you all have heard me talk about the two parts of your brain that are always at tug of war when it comes to your money. That is your primitive brain, which is all about seeking pleasure, avoiding pain, and doing the familiar things you've always done without exerting too much energy, versus your prefrontal cortex, which is the part of your brain right where your forehead is. It's the only part of the brain that is unique to human beings, and it's the part of your brain that has you listening to this podcast. It's the part of your brain that has you thinking about joining the Wealthy Women's Academy or signing up for the workshop that's upcoming next month, right? That's the part of your brain that wants you to grow, that wants you to evolve, that wants you to build wealth. And it's playing tug of war with the primitive brain, which is like, why do we have to do all of this? We're fine just the way we are. Let's just go seek some pleasure. Shopping is fun. Blah, 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 all those things, right? So they're kind of like at war with each other. And the way you make sure that your prefrontal cortex is in charge is by planning your spending ahead of time with a money system. But still, you're a human with a human brain, and you're going to have urges. And so one of the skills that I teach, this is a money making skill. This is a money saving skill. This is the one skill that I would say has saved me tens of thousands of dollars, is to be able to allow urges without giving into them, right? This is where you understand, like, oh, I'm just having a spending urge, but I don't have to actually give into it. And during the workshop that I'm hosting next month, at the very beginning of the workshop, so you want to join on time, I'm going to take you through an exercise that is game changing, which will help you to deal with your shopping urges, to deal with those impulse spending urges, so that you can learn how to handle them without giving into them. And when you learn this skill, the amount of money you will save, the amount of wealth you will build, will blow your mind. So make sure you go to the show notes, sign up, grab a spot. There are three spots to choose from, and or go to jermainefoley.com/class, and then you can sign up there. But yeah, we're going to go through that exercise at the very beginning, and you're going to love it. Okay, so wealth building essential number five is to always have plenty of cash. Here's what I want you to know about this. I think we all know we should have money in the bank, liquid cash, not something that's tied up in investments, not something that we can't get our hands on, but money that we have access to. It could be an emergency fund. It could be that you're saving for something that's upcoming, but whatever it is, we want to have access to a lot of money, a lot of cash. And you get to decide what that is for you. Some women want 10 grand. They're like, I just want to have $10,000. Others want 3 to 6 months of expenses. You get to decide what that is for you. And this is another thing I help you with. If you work with me inside of the Wealthy Women's Academy or privately, we figure out what your number is and we work to make it happen. But the reason why this is the fifth essential is because 63% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and this includes nearly half of all six-figure earners. So this is a statistic that affects Everyone. 63% of us are living check to check. And I know that living paycheck to paycheck, that phrase doesn't necessarily resonate with women who make quite a bit of money, but it doesn't mean it's not true for them. And so another way to say it is you're spending everything that you make, right? You're making really good money, but you're spending all of that money and you're not holding on to any of it. You haven't learned the skill of having money. You have the skill of making it and spending it, but you haven't learned or mastered the skill of having it. And so if living paycheck to paycheck doesn't resonate with you, then just think of it as just spending everything you make or almost everything you make. Okay. The other statistic is 56% of Americans can't cover a $1,000 unexpected expense with cash. I don't want that to be your story. I want you to be able to handle that. So this is another reason why I want you to have plenty of cash. And this statistic right here is one that I really want to tackle. So Fidelity Investments, they did a money mindset study in 2022. And one of the things they found was that 76% of women between the ages of 18 and 44 believed that in order to save, they would have to cut back on things that bring them joy. And I believe that this statistic right here is the reason why so many of us don't even try, because we think, oh, in order to save, that means I have to cut back. But what if that wasn't true? What if you didn't have to cut back? What if you could do both? What if you can build wealth and enjoy life at the same time? And that is kind of going back to item number one, essential number one, because when you know what's important to you and you're not spending on any and everything impulsively and mindlessly, then you have money to still do the things that bring you joy while still hitting your financial goals. Okay. So let's debunk this. You do not have to choose between saving and enjoying life. You can do both, right? You can do both. Okay. So wealth building essential number six is to design a plan to pay off debt that feels good to you. Now, we've talked about this before on the podcast, but I want to reiterate it. There can be so much drama around debt, but debt is not an emergency. And you're not bad with money if you have it. Debt is simply an amount that you borrowed and agreed to pay back. So we can all collectively just decide to let go of all the drama about any debt that you have so that you can do something about it if you want to. Because when we're worried, stressed, anxious about our debt, when we're beating ourselves up, when we feel shame about our debt, then we are blocking our inner wisdom from actually taking action to do something about it, to change it if we want to, right? And so this is another thing I work with my clients on inside of the Wealthy Women's Academy, or if we work together privately, is dealing with your debt in a way that feels good to you. We drop all the drama, we drop all the worry, the stress, the anxiety, and we just look at it as a neutral thing that exists in the world. You decided to borrow this money knowing that you would have to pay it back. Period. I borrowed $10,000 and I have to pay it back. How do I want to go about that? Then you can get creative. You can become inquisitive about it, get curious about it, and make a plan that feels good to you to pay it off, right? So this is some of the work we do inside of the Wealthy Women's Academy. We pay off debt in a way that feels good to us. We save. We do all of these things that I'm talking about. So these essentials that I'm talking about, if you work with me inside of the Wealthy Women's Academy or privately, you will do all of these things. Okay, let's go on to number seven. So number seven actually has two parts to it. The first part is to understand that the amount of money you can make is way more than you can imagine, right? But before I get to that, I want to make this point really, really clear. You can never out-earn a poor money management system. If you are not good at managing your money, then making more money is not going to solve your problems, period. So many of my high earning women, my high achieving women, they feel like, I'll just make more, I'll just make more. And again, when I say high earning and high achieving, I don't have a number that I think about when I say that. That is for you to determine. Typically, the women I work with are making, in their eyes, good money. You get to determine what that is. It doesn't necessarily have to be six figures. It is what you think is good money. And if you know that you can be or should be further along and you make plenty of money, but you're not building wealth with it, then you are who I help. That's why you will never hear me say, I help women who make this amount of money. No, high achieving, women who make good money, women who know that they can be further along, but they're not because they just don't have the skills available to them right now to do so. So here's what I want you to know. When you constantly tell yourself, I'm going to just make more, then you never learn the skill, right? And the best time to learn how to handle your money and to manage your money is right now with the amount of money you have. And if you learn it with this amount of money, when more money comes, which we're going to talk about in a few seconds, then the skill is already there. The habits are already there. And all you have to do is apply those habits to a larger amount of money. So you're really going to make some great progress when you do this. Okay. Now that we're clear that you can never out-earn a poor money management system, let's talk about earning more money because listen, it's fun and we can. Why not? Because you as a human being have an unlimited earning potential. The only thing that limits your income is what you think is possible. I know that I grew up, and maybe you did too, you know, I grew up thinking there was just like this one pie and we all had to share it, right? There was this big pie of money and we all got our slice. And some slices were big and some slices were small, but there was just this finite amount of money and we all had to get our share. And what I learned is that's just not true. It's just not true. There isn't one pie of money. We all actually get our own pie. If we want to think about pies, we each get a pie. We all get our own pie and we get to determine how big it is. And nobody else can have your pie and you can't have anyone else's pie. And if you don't make your pie bigger, it just sits there. But the potential size of your pie is actually unlimited. Okay. So the way you make your pie bigger is by giving value to the world, by using your gifts and talents, either in your career or in your business or both, right? Be a farmer. Be willing to plant seeds and then be open to receiving the harvest in return. So this is what it means to make more money. Contribute value to the world. Whatever your gifts and talents are, whatever you're passionate about, whatever you're good at, people can use what you have. And when you give value and contribute value to the world and are open to receiving money in return, that is how you make more money, either again, in your career, in a business, in a side business, however you want to think about it. The amount of money you make right now is just the beginning if you open yourself up to that possibility. Now, the second part of wealth building essential number 7 is to multiply your money by making your dollars bring home more dollars. And we do this by investing, right? Compound interest is the 8th wonder of the world, according to Albert Einstein. And remember that so many of us don't invest, and we're talking specifically about the stock market right now, because we have a fear of losing money. But ironically, that fear of losing money makes you lose out on gaining money, right? And so being willing to become an investor and to educate yourself about it and not be afraid, that is going to help you to do exactly what we're talking about here, multiplying your money, letting your money go out and bring you home more dollars. This is money that you're not lifting a finger for. It's really a wonderful and beautiful thing. And if you're not involved in this, then I urge you to get educated and make sure that fear is not holding you back from doing so. Okay, so let's go on to our final wealth building essential. Wealth building essential number 8 is to commit to living a wealthier life. Oprah has a quote that I absolutely love. It says that anything that is possible for you. So if it's possible for someone to be wealthy, then it's possible for you. If it's possible for someone to become a millionaire, then it's possible for you. So if you have a desire to build wealth, then follow that nudge. The wealth building essentials that I shared with you today will get you there if you implement them. I want you to know that you are capable of doing this. All you need to do is to decide and commit. Committing means to never give up, even when you make a mistake, even when it's hard. Because your wealthy life is inevitable as long as you start and don't quit until you get the results that you want. This is how great things are achieved. I hope this was helpful. I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to germainefoley.com/WWA. That's Germaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.